Sam Baker.
Yes. How's he feeling?
He's doing well. Sam had his procedure done today. I haven't had a chance to talk with him, but I did get a report, and the procedure went well. And, of course, you know, Sam has already been put on our reserve injured list and is out for the season. But he did have the procedure done today.
And Jake Matthews, is he positioned to move in at left tackle?
Yes, he is. He is our left tackle, and we've got two or three guys that are competing for the right tackle position that Jake left from.
Coach, I know you said before that Mata had some tests that they have run. Is there any update on his status?
Yes, there was some encouragement, but he will not be coming off of PUP before the season starts, like we were able to do with Corey Peters. So he'll be on PUP as the season starts, and we'll have to make a decision as we get into the season.
Your thoughts on how the position battles at safety shaping up as you guys head into your third preseason game?
I think we've got a very good safety group. William Moore's been to a Pro Bowl, and I think he's had a very good camp. Dwight Lowry missed some time, which allowed Camille Ishmael to get some starting reps. And we also like what Des Southward and Baker have done. So we've got some, we've got some guys that have good athletic ability, and it'll be interesting to see these last two ball games how it goes. We'll start Dwight Lowry, but we'll also get a good look at the other two guys as well.
Are you seeing what you hope to see out of Sean Renfrey in year two?
Yeah, of course, last year, because of the injury basically in training camp, and we had to put him on reserve injured, we really didn't get an opportunity to work with Sean. So this is the first extended coaching that he's received from our coaching staff. I think he's done a nice job. He and T.J. Yates are competing for our backup quarterback, and both of them will get an opportunity to play in the game this week as well.
How much was he able to stay just kind of mentally in it last year being on IR?
On the mental side of it, we were able to give him some assignments. He did a lot of film work for us and the offensive coaching staff, which keeps the guy connected. And it's going to be very similar to what we'll be asking Sean Weatherspoon to do for us this season on the defensive side. We'll give him certain aspects of our breakdown for him to look at and have another set of eyes on it, keep him engaged. When you can't do it physically, you got to keep these guys engaged mentally.
Steven Jackson still on track for the first game. I know that's what you said.
Yes, and Steven is working and increased his workload with the athletic performance people. He's come out and done some back-to-back workouts with Marty and his staff, and we're encouraged by what he has done over in on that side with the athletic performance group.
Any chance he could play in the final?
I'm not going to count that out. And, of course, how the fourth preseason game goes around this league, you have a plan to get those starters out as quickly as possible. Everybody does it, or not everybody, but the majority of the teams do. That's how we've approached it. I'm not saying that we're going to approach it any differently this year.
When do you expect him to get back?
On the field? Again, it really surprised me. I'm going to use Corey Peters. Corey was working with our athletic performance, and, at one point in time it was, hey, it's going to probably be the first week of the season before we get him back. And Corey was out here almost as a full participant in practice today. So it's going to depend on the individual in terms of how, on how he feels. And once the doctor gives him the clear to go, then he'll go. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the points of emphasis that the league has put out this offseason. The illegal contact, the hands to the face are probably the two biggest points of emphasis. And they're definitely calling it differently. So they, at the league office, they have talked to the officials. They've had their seminar. They have their preseason like we have our preseason, and I think it's a learning opportunity for all of us. We've got to see how the game's going to be officiated. But we've had entirely too many penalties in the first two games, not only as watching the Atlanta Falcons, but watching preseason action across the board. The penalties are way up, and if they stay at those numbers, it's going to be a long, long football game.
Does it change with the practice squad numbers change the way you evaluate anything?
You know, we're all very excited about adding two practice squad players. The first thing it does is it gives 64 men an opportunity and a job. And so I think all the players got to be excited about that. But for us, it gives us an opportunity to evaluate more players. It's all about development in this league. You're going to have injuries. And when you have two more players on your practice squad, you're going to get an opportunity to be very familiar with those. I think it'll be interesting with the eligibility changes. I'm not 100% sure what they are, but I do understand that there are going to be some different eligibility standards on who's eligible to be on a practice squad and who's not.
We heard Bierman last night on Hard Knocks expressing apprehension about his Achilles, you know, not feeling mentally 100% there. How long do you think that process will take before he feels comfortable with playing?
Well, the timing of that was after his first full speed action as as a player in 2014. I know that Croy worked his tail off to get back, did a great job in his rehab, and you're going to go out there until you've done it for a while, and that was just 10 plays. He knew he was only going to play a handful of plays. I expect with this work that he had in Houston, the work he's going to get this weekend, by the time we're to New Orleans, I don't think there'll be any apprehension. He knows what we've got to do, and we've got to be prepared for that first game.
Okay, guys, last one.
Warlow and Bartu, how they looked on film the last 2 weeks, and where do you see them needing to improve as you get into the...
Well, I think they've looked a lot better. I think we've played the run much better in these first two preseason games. We had an explosive run where we had four or five missed tackles on one play, but having some girth up in front of them, some bigger players, guys that can stack blocks, create four hands. Linebackers are going to have more opportunities to make plays. I think they've done a nice job. I think there's still a big learning curve for those guys. You've got to remember, these guys were thrown into the action last year because of injuries, and they did a very good job. But we've got to continue to see these guys develop. We've also been very impressed with Prince Shimbo. He's going to get some action. We've got to get him some action with the first group, because he's the first guy in at the inside linebacker position. So it's important for us to have him work with that group. So we started that yesterday. You guys observed it and talked about it and saw it happening. And we've got to have guys prepared and ready to go. That's one of the things as a coaching staff that we've stressed all off season, is we've got to be prepared to make sure that we've got our guys set and ready to play if called upon.